You've heard of BetaShares. You've probably seen the logo on our podcast. You might even be among their 1 million investors. So you can imagine that I'm delighted to say BetaShares is the official ETF partner of the Australian Finance Podcast. With nearly 100 exchange-traded funds, you can go to betashares.com.au and immerse yourself in ETFs and unique insights covering all of the sectors, themes, core and satellite positions you could want. Think cybersecurity through the HACK ETF, robotics and AI with the RBTZ ETF, and uranium with the URNM ETF. The list goes on. To explore the BetaShares ETF range, visit betashares.com.au, read the relevant PDS and TMD on the website, and consider if the fund is right for you. BetaShares Capital Limited is the issuer.
Hey there, here's a quick note. This podcast contains general financial advice only. That means it's not specific to you, your needs, goals, or objectives, so don't act on the information until you've spoken with your financial advisor. You'll find our full disclosure, disclaimer, and link to our financial services guide in the show notes.
Hello, I'm Kate Campbell.
And I'm Owen Rask.
And you're listening to the Australian Finance Podcast.
A podcast where we talk about money, finance, investing, and all that good stuff.
We're helping you invest your time and money better one podcast episode at a time.
Yes, so please subscribe if you like the series. And don't forget you can find us on social media. We're on all the platforms. Kate, where can people go?
You can find us on Instagram and Twitter at Rask Australia. That's R-A-S-K Australia.
Mm-hmm. And I'm Owen Rask on Twitter, or Owen Rask AU on Instagram. Beware the imitators. People like to copy us. Without further ado, let's jump in to today's episode. Kate Campbell, welcome to this episode of the Australian Finance Podcast.
It is wonderful to be back, Owen.
Yes, it is. It's always wonderful. What are we talking about today?
Today in this bonus episode, we're going to do a quick fire run through of five money mistakes that investors like us have made when getting started. So hopefully you can avoid making those as well.
Yeah. So everyone makes mistakes, right? That's the big thing.
Everyone has those days.
And it's the number one thing that holds people back. Like you've said this in an email recently, that it's the number one thing that holds people back, which itself is a mistake.
Yeah.
So being fearful of making a mistake is a mistake.
Yes, because one of the biggest mistakes you make is not actually starting. So in today's episode, we're going to run through a few of those mistakes, how to avoid making them. So we'll give you the confidence to take that first step on your investing journey.
I like it. So this is a bonus episode, so we're going to be pretty punchy with this one. We've got five things Kate's identified, five mistakes that people make. And our hope is that even if you've made one of these, hopefully you don't have to make it again. And secondly, if you haven't made these mistakes, you can avoid them by following the steps that we outlined. There'll be a tip to go with each one. So, Kate, what's number one?
My very first mistake is investing without a plan. And What does a plan look like? Whether it's a document or you just write it down on a piece of paper, why are you investing? What are you investing in? And What are the reasons you've chose that particular investment? And even how long you plan to invest in that? So then when things get a bit challenging and you're looking at your portfolio, maybe at the moment it's down 15 or 20% and you're going, did I make the right decision? Or did I just jump in without knowing what I'm doing? You can go back to your plan and go, okay, that's why I invested. I have a 10, I have a 20 year time horizon. Sometimes my investments won't do that well, and that's okay. That's part of the bigger picture, and you've got that plan up front. So if you've just started investing and you don't have a plan, which most investors just jump in, which is fine, you can go back now and look through your portfolio and write down what's your overall plan for your investment portfolio, what's your time frame, and why have just a couple of words about why you picked each of those ETFs or shares in your portfolio. I think that's a great starting point.
Really simple, yeah. I think a lot of the people that are like, I wonder what lithium's going to do next year, or you know, is Tesla a buy? The people that typically ask these questions right now are the ones that don't have a fully formulated plan, because those are the questions you don't need to necessarily think about a lot of the time. The other one, the important ones are, how much am I going to save and invest in ETFs every month? How much am I going to dollar cost average? Sure, you can ask those other things from time to time. But I think a lot of people, particularly newer investors since 2020, Kate, have been called out by not having any plan. And we're not saying go see a financial advisor, although that is good. What we are saying is even just write it down, like put it in a Google document, a notes app on your phone. Like, why are you investing? We talk about goals, all that sort of stuff. So great, great step.
Yeah. It doesn't need to be 20 pages.
No.
The simplest plan can be just simply laid out in one A4 page, I reckon.
Yep. Cool. Number two.
All right. The second one is investing money that you can't afford to lose. And that is money that you need in the next few years. It might be your emergency fund, which you want in a high interest savings account that you're not investing or locking away because you want to be able to access that in a moment's notice if something goes wrong. Mm-hmm. If you're wanting to buy a house in the next few years and you're saving up your house deposit, you don't want to be investing that either.
Yep. So classic mistake. Because why? Share market's risky, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I did hear a terrible story a couple of years ago where parents, and I brought this up on the show before, parents were advocating for their daughter to save their house deposit in Bitcoin. And we know how that's what's happened. Mm. And so that's an example of the extreme. But people even think, well, I'll just put it in a Vanguard fund and it will earn 7% because that's the average. Yeah, no, it doesn't move in a straight line. So we just don't know. You could make 7, you could make 17, you could lose 30.
Yeah. And sometimes what's better for you in that situation is to have your money in a high interest savings account for that short term goal, because you want to be able to sleep at night. You don't want to be waking up at midnight every night in sweats going, my money's going down because I've invested in it, but I need it in the next few months. So when am I going to sell? What am I going to do? You don't want to go through that experience.
Like we've said numerous times, and I even heard Tash Invest say this the other day. She said she treats investing like a bill that she pays every month. It's just like straight up, here's $1,000. It's my bill for the month. That's it. Simple. Into an ETF portfolio, away you go. Number three
is investing in companies or ETFs you don't understand. And investing does involve risk. So I really urge you to avoid amplifying that risk by investing in companies or products you don't understand. So how do we get to know ETFs or shares a bit better? If you haven't listened to our ETF mini series, that's a really good place to go and start. We did that a few months ago to understand the basics of ETF investing and how that all works and build a bit of that confidence there.
Yeah. And there's also, we're working on something on RASC education. Can we say that now as well? Yeah. With the ETF course that will be kind of expanded upon on RASC education. If you haven't already enrolled, you can go and do that now and you'll get access to both of these courses, but that's our most popular course by far. So we're splitting it in two, one for absolute beginners and one for that next step of ETF investing. Go and check it out. Super helpful. Everything that we get in the podcast combined with the course, it's really good.
Yeah. And you have a lot more confidence for long-term investing if you do understand the company or the ETF or whatever investment you choose to make. And then if it goes up 50% or it goes down 50%, you have some idea of what's going on and you can make a more informed decision on that basis.
I've heard really, I've come around a long way on this idea, Kate, but I've heard a really interesting idea. It's like a lot of people, what we're seeing now is they start with ETFs that they understand because they're like a basket. It's pretty straightforward. You get all the companies kind of thing. But then they pick just one share and they might only put $500 in it, which is the minimum. And they might just invest in that share and hold on to it for 6 months. And it's basically like I'm paying $500 to learn about this company. And then they go and learn, and it's not overwhelming because it's just like you only get like one or two reports every year. So you just read one of them. Oh, this is what they do. Check out the website. Oh, cool. It's a really good way to learn in a safe environment. And you know what you own. Yeah. Simple as that. And you learn as you go.
If you start off with 20 companies in your portfolio and that's your learning process, it's going to be very overwhelming because there are going to be so many different ASX announcements from the company. You're going to have different reports. You're going to have different letters coming in the post or hopefully the email if you sorted out your share registry saying, vote on this, look at this, there's a dividend for this. You'll have documents coming out of your ears. So if you're brand new to share investing, just start with one and use that to really explore the company, get familiar with different research tools and different things like the annual report before you jump in the deep end.
Yep. And this leads us into number four, because we are definitely not saying to do this, Kate.
Yes. Mistake number four is investing all of your money in one thing. And this is often where investors come unstuck. And if you've read some of Scott Pape's newsletters in the last few years that he emails out, he often has people write in because they put all of their money into one single company or one single fund manager or something like that, and something goes wrong and they lose everything.
Yep. So even though we said learn about one company, we're not saying put all of your money in it. We're saying still have your ETFs, which are diversified. But, you can start by learning about one company. Whereas some people approach it the other way, Kate. They go, this investing thing's cool. I'm going to put all of my money in a lithium stock or a cannabis stock or Bitcoin. And then they get hurt, unfortunately. And then they go the other way. They're like, okay, either I'm not going to invest for the rest of my life or I'm just going to put it in an index fund.
Yeah. And you also have to be careful here with ETFs as well, because there are some ETFs that will just invest in US tech stocks. And if you had 100% of your money in just a US tech stock ETF, you would be feeling quite a lot of pain at the moment in your portfolio. So I would say that's just because it's diversified within tech stocks, that's not a diversified portfolio overall, because you're missing out on a lot of other different industries and countries.
Yeah. And this happens a lot, right? Like this, a lot of people go for the marketing of the thematic ETFs, those more like sector specific ones. We've always kind of held the view that, or at least I've always held the view that they're good, but you don't, they're not the core of your portfolio. You've got the diversified ETFs for that. So yeah, good, but just be careful about going all in. If even people go all in on property, it's the same thing. Diversify, people. It's a free lunch.
Yes.
It's the only one. Yeah. Number five, Kate.
All right. The fifth and final mistake we've got for you today is investing without keeping records and doing the work. And this is definitely a mistake that I made starting out.
I still make
it. And I continue to make. I mean, I found some snails eating letters I had from the share registry in my post box the other day.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, you just didn't tick the email preference box or something?
Because it's a continuous process. It's not like you go into the registry and tick everything once and then you never get a letter in the post again. Every time you invest in something new, you have to go back into the share registry in most occasions and do those preferences again.
Yeah.
And so being someone busy, I don't always put the time aside. I try to put it in my calendar, but it sometimes doesn't happen. And so I end up with letters in my post box.
This is another reason why keeping investing simple is very smart. Because for every share that you buy, there's going to be an ASX announcement and it's going to be like 1,000 web articles telling you how bad it is. But then there's also going to be dividend reinvestment plans, AGM, you know, all the different corporate actions. That was a capital raising. Got to do something about that. And you know, all of these things, dividend check. Okay. The less you have, the better it is. Like it's your life will be so much easier. So again, we have some simple steps here. But one of the things that you can do is you can separate like your ETFs that you know you want to put the tax file number in, you want to check if you're doing a DRP, a dividend reinvestment plan, you want to do all that stuff, you know that's taken care of. And then if you've got your other stuff on the side that's a bit more wild and a bit more like, you know, see how we go kind of thing, that's okay, you can do that. Just do it off to the side where it's not messing up the rest of your core money that you've got set aside.
Absolutely. So you want to keep track of when you buy things, the income you get for tax purposes. You can use, like I use ShareSite. You could use a Google Sheet. There's a few other tools if you have a hunt around that you could use there. And also just always going into ComputerShare and Link Market Services, or if it's something else, there might be another registry involved, but updating all your details, your tax file number, your bank account details, your contact details, tell them to contact you via email and not send you any mail so you don't stuff up your letterbox.
Yeah, well, I opened an account for the company to do investing, as you know, and I forgot to do this. And all the mail started rocking up here at the office. So every day, the office manager here, Margaret,
like, what are you up
bless
to,
her
Owen?
Soul, she's just getting like five letters for the RAS group and bringing them down to my desk. I'm like, just stacking them up. I've got to do something about this. So I've got to figure it out myself. Just in case you're new here, the share registry is the company that sits between your broker and the company or ETF that you've invested in. So they manage all the admin. So we said ComputerShare, Link Market Services, Boardroom. There's a few different companies and they just manage all of your admin. Because of all the things that you buy in your broker. You don't select them, they just send you the mail. So you got to figure it out.
Because a few people have asked, can you just have everything under ComputerShare or Link Market Services? And unfortunately, not usually. You just get what you're given from that company.
A good example would be, say, BHP. BHP is a global company. And until recently, you could buy BHP shares in America. You could buy BHP shares in London. You could buy BHP shares in Australia. So BHP would have had to have selected a company that could manage admin for everyone around the world. Now, some of those registries only that we know only operate in Australia. So they would have to select a share registry that operates in Australia as well. And so that's where you don't get to choose, because BHP could have shareholders all around the world. And so you just have to go with whoever BHP says. And they're all the same. They're all clunky. They're all hard to use. But the key things, as you said, are tax file number, email preferences, and if you want to do a dividend reinvestment plan, those are the key things.
Yeah.
Bank details too. You want to get those dividends. You want to get those dividends. So that's about it, Kate.
Yeah, there are our five mistakes. So the first one, investing without a plan. Mm-hmm. Just write something simple down. So
anything,
you know
why are you investing? What are you investing in?
Yeah. The second one is investing money you can't afford to lose. We don't want to be investing our house deposit, our emergency fund, any money we've got for short-term savings goals.
That includes credit card. Like don't, if you get a credit card, get rid of that first.
Yeah, and don't invest with the credit card.
Yeah, that's... we've heard that kind of happening. It's scary.
Yeah. The third mistake is investing in companies or ETFs you don't understand. Now, you don't need to know everything about how mm-hmm. the ETF works or how the company works to invest in it, but understand the basic structure, how it operates, what's inside it, what's it doing. So do a little bit of research. You can look at our ETF investing mini series. We did a shares month on the Australian Finance Podcast, I think May this year, and we've got a share investing checklist for free. So there's plenty of resources there.
We've got our free courses. Go and check them out.
Yep. The fourth mistake is investing all your money in one thing. So we really urge you to think about diversification, whether you're investing in companies or ETFs or any other types of investments. Don't put all your money in one single thing.
A recurring theme this week has been, how do I check what's inside my ETF? Go to the ETF provider's website.
Yeah, they're super transparent. You can see a list of everything in there and see if it fits your goals or not.
Yep. Number five.
Number five is investing without keeping records and doing the work. So make sure you're on top of your share registries. That's Link Market Services, Computershare, Boardroom, and make sure you're keeping track of the investments you make using tools like ShareSide or even Google Sheets.
Yep. I like it. So there's five things, five mistakes. If you can avoid them, I once had it put to me from a great investor I know, and he said, I'm pretty convinced that good investing is about not making mistakes. It's not about making money. It's about not making mistakes. And I think if you follow through of these five things and you think, okay, yeah, Kate and Owen, they might be a little bit boring. You know, I wanted to spice it up a bit. But if you follow these, you'll save money and you'll be wealthier. So if you want to learn more, if you have any mistakes that you want to share, one of the most popular things that happens in most investing forums is people sharing what went wrong. Jump into the RASCore community. That's our membership, $9.99 a month. Cancel anytime. Go and check it out. There'll be a link in the show notes. Kate, punchy episode, bonus episode. Good. If you like the shorter format, let us know. As always, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for listening, everyone. And take some time this week to think about your investing mistakes.
I like it.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Australian Finance Podcast, where our mission is to improve the financial futures of all Australians. If you'd like to learn more, create a free account at rask.com.au/account to download free episode workbooks, bonus resources, and take our amazing free personal finance courses.
You can also join our online community by following the link in the description. If you enjoyed the show, what we'd love is for you to leave us a snappy review on iTunes. And you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Rask Australia. Kate and I are also on both of those channels. Finally, if you have any feedback, suggestions for episodes or guests to come on the show, or you just have a question for us, shoot us an email at podcasts@rask.com.au. InvestSmart's portfolios are turning 10, and to celebrate, 10 InvestSmart boot camps are up for grabs. This self-paced online course is ideal for both seasoned investors and those who are just starting out. Valued at $99, you could win a spot on this highly rated course. To enter the competition and for terms and conditions, simply visit investsmart.com.au/win. Don't miss out on this chance to learn from experts and take your investing to the next level. Simply visit investsmart.com.au/win. Good luck. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Before you go, I wanted to share some things with you. Specifically, I wanted to tell you about the 10 ways that Rask could help you in 2024. As many of you know, Rask has grown to become one of the biggest investing and finance platforms in Australia. Across our podcasts, our websites, our memberships, and so on, we now engage around 200,000 Aussies, which, considering we started in a humble lounge room on a Kmart desk, one of those old fake white wooden ones, I'm pretty ecstatic about where we are 6 years later. As part of becoming one of Australia's biggest platforms for wealth creation and preservation, we now have a very special position in the country in that we can bring you some of the best, most thoughtful, expert-driven ways to protect and grow your wealth. And I'm going to share some of those with you now. I've got 10 ways that we can potentially help you or match you with someone who can. The first thing that I want to tell you about is the biggest step we've ever taken at Rask, which is the launch of our Rask Invest platform. This is a platform that lets our team, led by me, invest for you, primarily through low-cost, diversified ETFs. We'll have three strategies at launch, and every investor who comes through can pick one of the three strategies, being a balanced strategy, a growth strategy, and a high-growth strategy. The balanced strategy focuses on passive income, and the high-growth strategy focuses on longer-term compounding. You will find a link in your podcast player to register your interest. We will be taking off soon. Number two, if you prefer to DIY your investing, you can join me and over 4,000 members inside Rask Core. That's our full ETF and ASX share research membership community. You can join now and you'll get updated ETF portfolio recommendations every quarter, as well as ongoing ASX and global stock research. Every single month, we call them the All-Star Stocks. You get that alongside the ETF portfolios, as well as other members-only content. It's called Rask Core. Number three, our first ever partnership with a business other than our own was a business by the name of Blusk, which has since become Flint Group. Flint Group is led by Chris Bates and Christian Stevens, two of Australia's most highly regarded mortgage brokers. Already over 200 Rask community members have begun the Rask plus Flint Group mortgage broking process. You can click the link in your podcast player if you're refinancing, investing, a first home buyer, or whatever. You've probably heard Chris on the show many times. Number four, you can connect with our most trusted financial advisors. Whether you're 25 years old, just graduated uni, and looking to set yourself up, or approaching or in retirement and you've got that nest egg you want to protect and generate a passive income from, you can get in contact with our trusted panel of financial advisors. You can find the link in your podcast player. It's there each and every week. Just click the thing that says financial planning. Number five, if you want specialist insurance advice, as Warren Buffett said, rule number one is don't lose money. And rule number two is don't forget rule number one. Insurance is vitally important, especially when it comes to your number one asset, you. Whether you're a single income household or a couple, and you just want to protect what would happen if. You want to protect your family if something goes wrong. You want to protect your spouse if you lose your job. You want to protect yourself if you hurt yourself on the weekend at footy. Insurance is a way to do that. And I think the best way to do insurance is through a financial planner. And there's a few reasons for that. But one of them is sometimes some insurers will only work with financial advisors, but they can also be your companion as you go through the sometimes daunting process of getting insurance done properly. Sometimes you might not even know, but you're not even covered, even though you think you are. So get the right advice. You'll find a link in the show notes to check that out. Number six, buying property. If you're like me and you're thinking of buying property in the next 12 months, or maybe you've already invested and you're looking to downsize, getting the right advice and being able to build wealth through property is a proven strategy. It might be one of the most contentious, but I think that we have one of Australia's best property coaches in our ranks. That is Pete Wargent. Pete is the host of the now super popular Australian Property Podcast by Rask, and he's also my analyst team's macro consultant. So if you're a member of Rask Core, you will have seen Pete's name around the traps. He's a property coach and buyer's agent, and he works with a select number of people each and every year. Just a note on this, this is not a commercial thing with Pete. Pete just has great services, so we offer them to the community. And when he fills up, he fills up. You can find out more about Pete's coaching in the show notes. Next up, tracking your portfolio for tax. I think you are, because I think you have to. So we've partnered with Nivexa to help you manage your share and ETF reporting, whether it's tax or performance. All Rask users get 20% off an annual plan with Nivexa. You can sync your portfolio with Nivexa's software and it automatically tracks your dividends, your capital gains tax, and more. Again, not a commercial partnership. We don't make anything from working with Nivexa, but they do create some great tools which the Rask community uses each and every day. Number eight, want to run your own business? Maybe you already do. If you want more profit, but less stress, less time consumed, and less energy lost, get in contact. We have a partner business called Inflection. The Inflection Accelerator Program is a complete online course that helps you and a community of members engage and follow a proven strategy for growing your business. I'm grateful to be one of the coaches inside the Accelerator Program, helping business owners right across Australia. You can find more following the link in your podcast player. It's the one that says coaching. Number 9, if you haven't already checked it out, join over 20,000 other people who tune into the RASK YouTube channel. It is completely free and you get notified when we go live and when we publish podcast episodes. There is a podcast on the RASK network each and every day, as well as bite-sized material that's less than 60 seconds, or those really punchy tutorials and webinars that are just 15 minutes that take you through a really exciting topic, whether it's how to buy a property, whether it's how to pick a dividend ETF. Some of our most popular content actually just explains things like, what the heck is franking credits and how do I calculate if I've got some? That's on our YouTube channel. Number 10, if you want to be a better investor, a saver, a better partner with money, or just understand your own relationship with money, you can do that. All of that by going to the RASK Education website and taking a free course. We've enrolled over 26,000 students at the time of this recording, and we are on a mission to get to 100,000 in the next few years. RASK Education is our mostly free education platform, covering everything from budgeting and automation to the probably, I would say, the best value investing program in the country. So whether you're a value investor, an intermediate investor, you want to know how to value Woolworths shares, or you simply just want to understand what ethical investing is, or buy your first property and what actually happens on settlement day, head to the RASK Education website and enroll in something today. It is free and it supports us, because then I can come on here next month and I can say we've got 27,000, and hopefully we reach critical mass where we can help more Australians manage their money better. Thank you for listening to this long-winded ad. If you want to get in contact with me, you know where to go. There's a link in your show notes. Basically, these 10 services, even though some of them we don't make any money from, support RASK and allow us to produce these podcasts, attract the biggest and best guests from Australia and around the world, and bring them to you to answer your questions. Thank you for being part of the RASK network, and thank you for your ongoing support. Bye for now.